know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why?
And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donuts, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year, NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
Aloha. Back in the bunker, you're listening to Ray I Radio, back from the great state of Hawaii. Yeah, baby. Pull that chair up close to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Back in the bunker with Maddie G, Peanut, and the Vogler Vogler. What a great trip to Hawaii we had. Hawaii and I, baby. I have Midwest Outdoors Magazine, March 2018 issue right here. In front of me, and I've got the top 10 picks for preparing for turkey season. I've already started my turkey season. If you've been following me on Facebook, you know that we've been very busy. Vogler Vogler, a couple quick announcements for me, please.
Festus Crystal City Conservation Club, 54th annual 54. Longest running turkey call contest in Missouri, turkey call owl hoot contest, Saturday today, March 10th, 2018. Doors open at 5 p.m. Contest begins at 6 p.m. Special guest host, Ralph Durant.
Ralphie, 5 pounds of possum, baby.
5 pounds of possum. Get down there. Get your calls out.
I won that contest in 1979. Holy cow. When is the date? What time today?
At 5 p.m., the doors open, and 6 p.m., the
Festus
contest starts, yes.
Festus Conservation Club. What else you got for
me? It's South Highway 61, Festus,
yeah.
Missouri.
Yeah.
The annual Youth Turkey Seminar, Lawfree Valley Fish and Game Association.
That's in Indiana.
Saturday, March 24th. 3 miles south of Elrod on Friendship Road, Versailles, Indiana, Lawfree Valley, Fish and Game. Registration at 8 and 8 to 8:30. Seminar begin at 9. Topics are.
We'll have to get those guys on and talk about that.
They're a great group of people.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Our buddy and brother Gary Johnson up there. Yeah, good. I did that show a couple. Boy, those kids, great bunch of kids. I did the youth seminar up there a couple years ago. I'm glad Ralphie's going to be MC, and I might have to try to slide over there this evening over Festus Conservation Club. Back from Hawaii, what a trip! I want to give a shout out to Bellevue and Kona, Hawaii. Wow, Vivian Baker, she was awesome. Vogler, my instead of the hotel this year, we stayed in a bed and breakfast. We had a French press with Kona coffee in the room. We had cereals, oatmeal, all the stuff provided. We had a kitchen. Full kitchen, full bathroom, a big living area with a giant king bed, full closet. But the cool thing, I could never get Janet, my wife, off the porch. On the porch, you could see all the coastline, all trees, no buildings, you know.
Wow.
See the ocean blow and the breeze and the birds. Never ran the air conditioner the whole time I was there because we're up on the mountain instead of down on the coast. And just that's Bellevue. Look them up. This B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E. It's in Kona. Look them up. If you go to Hawaii, this is where you want to stay. That was the most peaceful, relaxing stay I've ever had over there or any place. So I want to thank Vivian. She did a great job with that. And then we went fishing. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see I have some links there. Where I caught a giant fish, me and John Boy did. And that's awesome. And Brian Blanco, I'm not sure if I can say his name right. I'm sorry, Brian. He's with Hawaiian Coastline Adventures on the boat, Nanaile. I can't never say none of this stuff. The whole time over there, I was having trouble. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, it's Hawaiian Coastline Adventures. They're at HawaiianCoastlineAdventures.com. Actually, we got a little on-camera thing there, Matt, that I did with him. Let's play that. Here we go, boys and girls. Coming right up. Just a second.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian from Hawaiian Coastline Adventures. When you come out to Hawaii, you can come out and visit us. We're on Naialani. This is Hawaiian Coastline Adventures boat. We offer manta ray dives, we offer fishing tours, bottom fishing, we do it all. We totally privatize your tour just for you. You can come out, we can do a black sand beach, we can go down and do pelagic fishing, whatever you want. You can bring your whole family, come on down, and guarantee you're going to catch. Our contact information is 313-1621, HawaiianCoastlineAdventures.com. You can hit us up on our Facebook page at Hawaiian Coastline Adventures.
There you go. Yeah, I shot that on camera on the boat. We was on the boat. The boat was rocking. I saw, you hear the waves and you hear the people talking because we're out on the water when I shot that on camera. And so I'm just going to call him Brian because I'm terrible with pronouncing the names. But it's a Hawaiian Coastline Adventures. Very, very cool. Great guys. And Joni May on the boat was wonderful. Great gal. Worked with us. Beautiful smile. Just great personality. Just great people. Both of them. Just wonderful people.
Talk about great smiles. Jed's smile out
my,
there.
My wife, my queen, caught fish. Last time she caught fish was 20-something years ago when we went to, or maybe 25 years ago, we went to Michigan with Jerry Betsy with Outdoor Life, and we went out on the Lake Michigan and caught some fish. But she doesn't fish and never have fished, and it was so good to see her smiling and laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
She was catching some fish. We caught a bunch of fish. Then we caught that monster fish. Oh, my good. An amberjack. Weighed about 120 pounds. Wore me down, then he wore John down. But we got him in. What a fish. What a great time. So we did a little turf and surf in Hawaii, and that's what my article is going to be about in Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Surf and turf, turf and surf in Hawaii. Turkeys on the turf and the big old fish on the surf.
What
a great time.
Folks, you got to look at that picture. You're not going to believe it because it's almost shoulder high on John and Ray.
You know, also on the show this week, we're going to have Murray Anderson. We're going to go back and visit with him about firearms, guns, you know, with our gunsmith. And we're going to get the Scenic Riverways Guide Service and Tours boy
on. Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy's going to get on. Wild Man, River Rat, Hillbilly Billy. I love that guy. We're going to talk to him about, he's started up his own business now that he's retired from the Forest Service and going to take tours on the river and also guide fishing trips and things like that. But boy, I tell you, what a trip. Look at Facebook and you'll see my stuff and you'll be able to see about the trip we had in Hawaii, the turkeys. What a great turkey hunt. When we get in the second segment, we're going to play some of these short segments of the turkey hunts that we did in Hawaii.
I got to ask you, you said something about rain there. Usually rain does not affect you. Was it that heavy that it messed with you?
Which day?
That last day.
Oh, that last day. Yeah, we couldn't turkey hunt because it was raining so hard. And that's when we went to the other side of the island. That was 2 hours over there. Got up, went and got some traditional Johnny. We went to the gas station, got some gas station chicken and some goodies, and headed over to the other side with our brother Willie Joe. And Willie was upset and kept saying he was sorry because, you know. But I got a little segment. Before the rain hit real hard, you can hear the rain, I called some Jakes in, got some Jakes in. But it was raining so hard you couldn't hunt. You know, we got camera equipment and stuff too, you know. But it was raining. There was no way we was going to climb that mountain. It was like that. So, you know, we went to Grandma's for breakfast. Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. I cannot tell you. The pancake, blueberry pancake, and the French toast at Grandma's kitchen. And you can see the ocean, you know, from town there. And Mukamaka. I mean, oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
I'm still trying to get that through my head that it's
Moco Loco.
Too heavy for you to hunt. I've been with you in rain.
Yeah.
That
but
is
you got to remember, we're
horrible.
we're trying to shoot television too. And you know, you have microphones, cameras and things like that, but it was just, you know, you couldn't see out the windshield. It was raining so hard.
Wow.
Moco Loco. I had it with a corned beef with a gravy, white rice and two eggs on top. And it came in a bowl. Couldn't eat it all. We all took, except for Willie Joe ate all his, but me and John couldn't eat it all. We took ours back with us and Jan ate the rest of mine. But the pancake, the blueberry pancake, was the size of a friggin' hubcap. It was thick. It was really good. And great people. It was a good time. Yeah, just messing up all the Hawaiian names today. John's going to listen to this and just shake his head and laugh at me. I know he is. But let's take a break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk about the turkey hunts and turkey hunting in Hawaii. And I'm going to play some of these hunts and explain those to you and break them down. With that, we'll take a break, and we'll see you on the other side.